It's another edition of To Your Health, the podcast series from Cayuga Medical Center.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths among men and women combined. However, there are tests that can actually prevent or detect colon cancer at its earlier stages. My guest today is Dr. Peter Brennan. He's a gastroenterologist with Cayuga Medical Center. Dr. Brennan, what are some of the risk factors for colon cancer?
Well, the primary risk factor is age. It doesn't differentiate between any of the sexes or races to any significant degree. The traditional cutoff for being concerned about is age 50, but we are seeing an increase in ages under that. Age is the biggest risk factor. Meat consumption raises your risk a little bit, but vegetarians really don't get a free pass. They might have a decreased risk of 20-30%, but that's not enough to stop you from properly addressing that risk. So those are the two main things. Then there's family history. That can be important. In some cases, we can track through multiple generations. But even if you don't have a family history, the rate of sort of sporadic out-of-the-blue colon cancers is high enough to warrant screening.
So then let's talk about screening. There's colonoscopy, which we hear is the gold standard for actual prevention of colon cancer. Speak about who should be screened and at what age.
Well, right now, we begin screening at 50. There has been some thought about moving that up, but that's a complicated topic. If we could get everybody to come in at 50, that would be a major accomplishment. So you come in, and the idea is to find the precursor lesions to cancer, which are called polyps, and remove them before they get a chance to get big. I often use the analogy, it's removing the little seedlings before they turn into saplings, before they turn into mature trees, the mature tree being the full-fledged cancer. So colonoscopy, somewhat uniquely, albeit with some inconvenience, I will admit, colonoscopy addresses the first stages and prevents the cancer from forming. Most of the other screening techniques are designed to pick up cancers already formed, which can be picked up early and are it's quite useful, but it is targeted for the later stage of the disease process.
Doctor, colonoscopy is easy, but people are scared of the prep. But the test is so quick that sometimes people might wake up and say, when are you going to do this? Just speak a bit about colonoscopy and how simple this procedure is.
Well, it's a major investment in time, but it is simple. You have to set your mind to adjusting your diet for a few days of not eating a lot of heavy roughage like granola or items with big seeds like grapes with grape seeds. And then there's a day or two-thirds of a day of restricting to just liquids. The amount of fluid you have to drink has been diminished, and we now do what's called split dosing, which means you take some of the prep in the evening and then the rest in the morning. So you get a rest off in between. It turns out that rest actually allows the prep to work better, the second part of it. So there have been advances. I still respect it. I'm not looking forward to my next one. It's still an effort, but it's better than the alternative. So I think there have been major advances.
So if we're talking about signs and symptoms that would send somebody to you for a colonoscopy in the first place or to check, what are some of the signs and symptoms someone might notice or red flags that might indicate something's going on there? And if you talk about bleeding, how does someone know it's not just a hemorrhoid?
Well, I don't know that you can tell that it's not just a hemorrhoid, because polyps can occur from the uppermost parts of the colon, 5-6 feet in, all the way down to the end. Clearly, there are people that have had a familiar pattern of bleeding for many years, and that's familiar to them, but they were taking a risk when they didn't get it evaluated to begin with. So I think any bleeding should be discussed with your primary care doctor and investigated. Sometimes we will decide that hemorrhoids are the explanation, and it's acceptable to have it rarely and sporadically. That's a dangerous game to play without doing an initial workup. So the primary care doctor is really in charge of determining the significance of a preliminary symptom.
Then speak about, if you do diagnose colon cancer in someone, how is that staged? What's the next step?
Well, the pathologist looks at the specimen we develop, and generally you'll get a CAT scan, and hopefully picked up early enough and a person is healthy, you go to surgery, and the real staging comes from a surgical specimen. I have to say that we're doing a whole lot less surgery now than we used to, because at least in our area, colonoscopy has been pretty well accepted, and it's made a big impact.
So tell us about, and I'm not going to ask you about prognosis for patients with colorectal cancer, as it depends certainly on the diagnosis and the staging, but tell us a little bit about colon cancer as what you're seeing today.
Well, we're seeing earlier stage disease, because even those that that don't get the screening early and prevent it do tend to present earlier, so that's generally good. What we are seeing is the cases are often people under 50 or over 80. Those are the people that are beyond the commonly determined range that we should be screening. Now, the upper limit of when we should be asking people to come in, that's fairly controversial, and it somewhat depends, again, on your primary care doctor assessing your overall health, which I know is a very difficult thing to be completely honest about. But there are some people who have enough medical problems that they probably shouldn't be burdening themselves with tests looking for trouble. But many people these days are hale and hearty and doing great at 78, 79. And it's my philosophy that they should continue to be screened. They're probably going to make it well into their 90s. Not always, but I think you should take a positive attitude towards that. Now, the other ends of the age range, any symptom deserves evaluation. You shouldn't just assume that you have a hemorrhoid when bleeding occurs at age 41, 38. It should be presented to a primary care doctor.
Then wrap it up for us with your best advice about preventing colon cancer in the first place, what you would like listeners to know about a healthy lifestyle and good nutrition and getting their colonoscopies when they're recommended.
One of my aphorisms is eat what's good for your heart. So I don't know that you have to be a vegetarian, but you shouldn't overdo it with the red meat. And try to watch your weight. Weight's a definite risk factor. I could have mentioned that right at the beginning with your first question, but watch your weight, eat a heart-healthy diet, and follow your primary care doctor's instructions, which will probably involve a colonoscopy. One of the practical reasons for that is you get it done and you get a massive amount of information from that first test, as opposed to the alternatives often involve turning in stool specimens on an annual basis or every third year or every fifth year. And I know I see patient anecdotes constantly where it just never gets done or it gets delayed and it gets delayed. And your primary care doctor sleeps better at night knowing that you've been fully screened. And practical terms, if it's available and your primary care doctor trusts the person looking in on you, that's a colonoscopy.
It's great advice and so important for listeners to hear. Dr. Brennan, thank you so much for sharing your expertise as a gastroenterologist and explaining colonoscopy and prevention of colon cancer for us today. So thank you again for joining us. This is To Your Health with Cayuga Medical Center. For more information, please visit CayugaMedicalAssociates.org. That's CayugaMedicalAssociates.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.